It looks like many homeowners could still face foreclosure next year. In fact, many housing experts say foreclosure rates may increase and peak in 2010. According to the online database RealtyTrack, more foreclosed homes have been going to auction, where eager bidders hope to get a deal. We sent reporter Sean Cole to a foreclosure auction in Boston and told him to keep his hands at his side.
The auction was in a small ballroom at the Boston Park Plaza Hotel. It was held, hang on, here's the obligatory auctioneering sound.
I'm being 30, 40,000 by 35, here down 40,000 L. I'm being 30.
It was held by Real Estate Disposition Corporation, or REDC, which travels all around the country helping banks offload their quote-unquote distressed properties. About 200 people showed up to bid on just 36 homes scattered all over New England. One sold for less than a quarter of its original value. REDC makes its money from a 5% buyer's premium. It's doing pretty well right now, and a spokesman, Rick Weinberg, told me it's going to do even better next year.
We're already in the process of basically having an auction almost every other day. And we could wind up doing an auction on an average of almost a daily basis.
In the last 2.5 years, REDC has sold $6 billion worth of property for banks, despite a little lull this year after banks agreed to temporary moratoria on foreclosures. But according to RealtyTrack, who we mentioned at the outset,
it was a speed bump on the Indianapolis 500.
Rick Sharga is a senior vice president for RealtyTrack.
And we have had 9 consecutive months now of more than 300,000 foreclosure actions a month since the moratoria were lifted.
Which, of course, is horrible, unless you're an auction company like REDC.
Going once, twice, third in final call, 92.
Or you're one of the bidders getting a great deal on somebody else's loss. For example, at the auction I went to, George and Mary McLeod landed a second home on Cape Cod for $90,000. They hugged and kissed after putting in the winning bid.
I prayed about it. Good Lord.
You prayed about it?
Yes, I did. I did pray about it, you know. And we said don't go above 80, but then... What the heck, you know what I mean? Always can sell it.
True. The question is for how much. For WBUR, I'm Sean Cole.
Sean Cole's story comes to us courtesy of the American public media show Marketplace Money, which airs on WBUR every Sunday at 1 p.m.